Blue Apron Take Back Dinner.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And if you're just joining us for the first time, what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out with our people that are playing along live on the stream which person is telling the lie. Right, Jessica?
Yep, damn Skippy.
There you go. We would also like you to know that this episode is brought to you by Blue Apron. Hey, after the holidays, you're going to be sick of cooking. You're going to be sick of going to the grocery store. Do yourself a big favor. Go to Blue Apron, a food delivery service. And if you like what you see when you check out, hopefully you'll buy something. Put Liars in the code box and you'll get 30% off. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, that's code Liars. Put it in the promotion box.
That was almost a full word. That was almost a word. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what you did? You pulled it. It was like in the Olympics when the guy's lifting and he just, and you're like, he's going to drop it. Oh my God, he got it up. That was awesome.
There you go. Will you please introduce
our guest?
And I snorted. Great. All right.
That's a disease. It's contagious.
All right. This gentleman to my left, I love him so much. He's so funny. He is a producer for Live Nation. He goes out a lot with Theo and helps him out. He also has a Comedy Store podcast. You may have seen it. It's The Store Horseman, which he's wearing the t-shirt. This is Mr. Chris Burns.
Swagging it up.
Hello, everybody.
Wow. I like that little horse sound. Awesome. You guys just had a live show in the main room. How was that live show?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Yeah. The first ever official pro wrestling event here at the Comedy Store. We built a ring in the main room and had some people fight. It was unbelievable.
Well, pro wrestling event that didn't involve fingers and cocaine.
No, you don't know what was happening backstage.
I know someone shaved Eddie Firth's beard, right?
That was me.
Oh, that was you?
We had a hair versus beard match that we had set up on the podcast. We pretended like we didn't like each other. Oops, I broke the fourth wall. I'm sorry. But my team ended up winning, and so in the middle of the ring, I shaved his beard and then turned into a bad guy.
Oh, I love
beautiful.
It.
I think they know it's not real.
How? What do you mean?
It's of course it's real. Jessica.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
So sorry.
Wrestling's
real.
People are fake.
That's right.
You might not be wrong there. I'm so excited to bring up this next guest. We are so lucky to have him. He's had 7 90-minute albums. He's had 8 specials. He's an amazing storyteller. I'm so excited to hear. This is Mr. Christopher Titus.
Yay.
Yay. I shaved myself before I came here. I did all over.
You know, whenever I think about Christopher Titus, I think about many years ago when we were doing the San Francisco comedy competition.
The PTSD we saw still exists from those competitions.
Yes, yes. And
nothing worse than putting a bunch of comedians. All right, you guys, it's bad enough. Like, we do that automatically.
Yeah.
Put us in. There's 20 of you.
Other?
By the way, your careers are going to be fucking over unless you win tonight.
Yes.
And by the way, who's deciding? The cook and a fucking weatherman.
Yeah. Yes.
Who's going to decide how good you are? Yeah, but thanks.
I did a competition, and they had like a funeral director.
That seems kind of fair, though. Kind of fair.
If you're going to kill in front of anyone.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll decide who killed.
But I do remember we both lost a round, and we were both at the airport trying to get out of town, and you were in front of me in line, and this is back in the day before everything was on the computer, and you said to the person, I need to get out of town, there's been a death. And the woman's like, oh my God, there's been a death. Let me talk to my supervisor.
Yep.
And then you turned to us, and you're like, yeah, me last night on stage.
Yep, because I found it early on when you were booking flights, really, and you're just barely paying for them to get to the next gig to make enough money to eat that week and then get to the next gig. So if I had to get out of town early, I would go in and say, my grandma died like 84 times. I would get flights changed left and right. And so when I saw you guys behind me, I'm like, well, how'd I dig out of this? You guys were like, you scumbag. You're fucking.
We were all
you're
in
just
awe.
Like, nobody's dead. No,
and
it was me.
You fucked it up for all of us trying to get out of town like that. But it was awesome.
I mean, everybody in this line's parents died?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was odd. It's odd. But you have a new special coming out, right?
I'm working on one now. The Amerigeddon's out right now on Amazon. And the movie I wrote and directed called Special Unit that Peter Farrelly actually gave me script notes on. Mm. Fucker made me rewrite
with
65 pages.
With Handicapped Detectives?
Yeah, that one's out.
Very
and then
nice.
I'm doing the new show, Stories I Shouldn't Tell, which is the darkest shit I've ever done.
Stuff. Really?
My wife's a comic too, and she actually kind of busted me one day. She's like, you know what? You keep talking about you can make anything funny, you know, as dark as your life is. These 5 things you've never talked about. I go, I can't talk about those. They still upset me. And she goes, talk about it. So I solved suicide in this one because of my sister and my mom. I
This way, I talk about being kidnapped. I talk about hitchhiking across when I was 11.
Did you get kidnapped by Joey Diaz?
No, God, no. I'd still be in therapy.
You're right.
But yeah, so this one's really good. It's doing really well, yeah.
Good for you. All right. Anything else you would like to chat up, Jessica, before we hop into the game? Because this is a podcast and a game. I would like to welcome everyone that's playing along live. I would also like to say, as you notice, Austin Walker, our usual on-air producer to my right, is on vacation. And we have Michael Evans, our other on-air producer, who's usually in the booth. Thank you for joining us here on camera.
And a
shout out to Mike Schmidt.
Big Mike.
Who is the king down here in the hole of the basement of the Comedy Store, and he's actually switching cameras for us right now, unless he ran upstairs to get a cigarette.
No, I see his head.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much for doing that tonight, Mike. So let's get started, right?
Let's dig in.
All right. I think Christopher should go first.
Titus.
Double Chris Bill.
Right. I know.
So I had to plan two stories, so I'm going to tell the story.
And how we're going to do it is you're going to tell a story, and then Chris is going to tell a story,
right.
Then Titus is going to tell a story, right. And then Chris is going to story, and then we're going to vote at the end.
Cool. This is the story about why I don't do drugs ever. Mm. When I started, the time
but you've
we were
done
about,
them.
Yeah, did for a while. I stopped drinking, and then I went back to drinking. Drinking's fine. Drugs, though, because of this incident. I lived in Page and DeVizero in San Francisco, and I had two roommates. I had Julianne and this guy named Rob. Julianne was from England, and she was a bitch. She was the worst roommate I ever had. Was she hot, though?
No, she was
about 420 pounds, and she wore hair a pie, and she talked like this all the time, and she would eat everything I put in the refrigerator. She was horrible. And then I'd go on the road to do comedy, and one day, a shitty stereo I had, it was just fucked up. And I'm like, what happened? Well, we had a party, so we used your stereo. Is that all right? No, it's fucking not all right.
No, the tape deck's
so
fucked up now.
So I came home from literally the comedy competition. It was the year Sinbad won. I had gone to watch it because I didn't make it. And I came home, and they were having a party in the house. I had a drink because I still drank at that time. I had a drink, and whatever they put in it, she thought it was really funny. I woke up the next day wrapped in a carpet up against the wall by the stairs, naked. Now...
You're saying you got drugged.
Whatever happened to me, whether they
did
thought
you
was,
have carpet burn?
Whether she thought was funny. No, that's by the way. There was no abrasions. I will say there was no abrasions or red marks, so that was good. And I wasn't sore anywhere. So Rob, my other roommate.
That makes it even more confusing.
Exactly. And I'm not hurt. Wait, no one wanted to do anything? God damn, my self-esteem is
back
ruined.
Back in the day, no one wanted to touch you.
So here's
what
happened. So here's how I woke up. I wake up to Rob, my other roommate, in the other room, shaking. Like he's trying to pick me up, like the whole carpet. And I go, what are you doing, man? And he drops me. He just drops me. And I go, Al, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, dude, are you okay?
How much did you weigh? At that time,
I was always that kind of thin. I was not what I weigh now. I was about 180, 180.
And how much did he weigh?
He was trying to drag me. He was trying to lift me. Oh, you know, yeah, he was picking me the front of me up. Was it a huge carpet,
like 5x7 or 8x10?
My feet were sticking out.
5x7,
my feet were sticking out, but my head was covered like to here. Uh-huh. And so I go, what are you doing? And he comes, and he's like, dude, are you okay? And I go, yeah. And I realize I'm wrapped up in the soft side of a carpet. Uh-huh. And he's got me, and I'm like.
Oriental rug?
Just whatever. We had a fucking carpet in the hallway. And they
wrapped
Is
this another advertiser of some sort? And I go, what are we doing? And he goes, well, get out, man. And I roll out, and I'm naked. And I'm, what the fuck is going on? And my hair is, like, clean. And I go, what? So what happened was I didn't make it to my room. They thought I was dead. Whatever they had me on. What was the time?
They were going to dispose of you?
Whatever they fucking thought I was on. They couldn't find a pulse. So they bathed me. They washed my hair. And they rolled me up on a carpet and left me in the house. Now, I'm not sure why they left
me
in the house.
That's love, Christopher. Love.
That's right.
But, I mean, what was the plan? We lived on the second floor. I mean, what was the plan? And what was he doing moving me? So I go, what happened? He goes, oh, dude, you passed out. And we just, you know, we didn't want you to choke or anything. So we took your clothes off and washed you up. I'm like, what? And then wrapped me up in a carpet? Like, what does that make? So so basically after that, I moved out about a month later. Because I just figured they were, I think Julianne, who was a psychopath anyway,
thought I was dead, and they had decided to do what they were going to do with me.
So she was all powerful, this 400-pound woman she that not. she could say to others, wrap him up in a fucking rug.
I don't know if I don't. She was powerful enough to do it by herself, is what I would say.
Was she a strong chick or was
she a big girl? I don't know if it was done or her. Rob was in on it because he's the one who came and got me. They knew about it. He wasn't like, dude, why is there a carpet? He lifted me up.
Uh-huh.
So they were going to move me. So that's what there you go.
I don't know. That's why I don't do drugs. I seem like I like Julianne. I mean, sounds like a real solid chick to me.
And they never told you.
No, you're nice. She's not nice.
They never told you why they rolled you up in the carpet?
No, the story stayed the same. The story stayed the same.
Why would they bathe you, though, if they were going to throw you out?
Evidence? That's what I kept thinking. Like,
maybe out of respect.
Exactly.
We don't want you dirty.
We got to clean the dead up before we wrap you in it. Maybe they're going to wrap me a sheet. I don't know. I don't know why. And he kept saying the same thing. And that's when I moved out. Because I figured if you guys, what if it happens again? Like, what do I get? I don't drink anything. You'll never see me pick up a drink anywhere. If something leaves my side, I'll stop drinking it because of this moment. And that's why.
Was there anybody? Was it like more people in the house or is it just.
There was at the party. So I guess what happened is I must have passed out. They just pushed me aside. And after everybody left, they did what they did.
Maybe you threw up on yourself. That's why they showered you. No one ever said that, washed your hair.
But no one ever said that. Because that's a way better excuse than we wanted to clean you up so you didn't choke and take your clothes off so you didn't choke.
But even if you do that, you stick them in the shower and you rinse them off. You don't wash their hair. Like, right. You don't do herbal essence.
No, they were getting rid of evidence. Exactly. By the way, my locks were silky. There's no, was it evident? Like, how much TV do you watch that you
did you recognize the rug? Was it the living room rug?
No, it was a flat in San Francisco. You had lived there, right?
Uh-huh. Fucked many guys in those apartments.
There you go. So you don't talk about those flats.
Maybe he did too then. We don't know what the hell.
So you had rug burn.
You're not sore if you're willing. Did, it doesn't get sore if you're willing.
Came burst in an open door.
It was in the cliffs of Noe Valley. It's possible. It all could have happened. So that's why I don't do drugs.
Wow. Wow. I wonder what kind of drugs were in that.
Sarah Silverman said to me, I showed up to do a set, and she goes, wow, you really exist, because I don't do showcase sets.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust a lot of people. I got enough friends. We're good.
Yeah. Well, that's a first good story. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Jessica?
Yeah. I'm just confused. That's a lot of bathing to wrap up in a rug.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not a little guy.
Yeah, I'm not a little guy.
Yeah, you're. How tall are you?
But Rob was in it. I'm 6'2", but Rob was in on it too. So
how tall is Rob?
He's taller than me. He was like 6'4" and a half. He was a musician.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why he had strong arms.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever
all right.
That means.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Me neither.
What instrument
maybe he was
that?
A tuba player and
there you go.
Had to hold.
Yes, he was in a marching band.
That's what I was thinking.
Trying to make it in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, it's because of all the fat bottom girls, you know what I mean?
There you go.
All right, do we have any comments online as of yet? Michael, you might want to keep your eye on that. And I know it's so good when you have a good story. That's first great story.
That was all the way into that story.
That we was a first great story.
I've never... he never drank with his buddy Chan Gills in San Fran. You never did any drinking with Chan Gills? Do you know
who
what
said
Chan
that?
Gills?
Shane Gill.
There's Shane Gillis, but this says Chan Gills.
Oh, who said it?
Dante Nunez.
Well, first
sorry,
of all,
it's a name I've never seen.
The only name I know less than Chan Gills is Dante's.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good first story. Let's move on to your first story.
You know, It's weird. We're both named Chris. Both of our stories involve bathing and nudity and questionable
activities.
Wait a minute.
Activities. Were you at the party?
I don't listen. Okay. So, I mean, this didn't happen in San Francisco. This happened in downtown Los Angeles. And this is the story of why I don't go to Korean spas anymore.
Don't ruin that for me.
I mean,
I've never been.
Well, really? You may want to after this story. Who knows? So... I mean, I used to freak with them pretty regularly because I had a side thought is always if I ever get homeless, I think that I would just live in a Korean spa. It's like 20 bucks and it's opened all day. You can bathe. You can take a nap. There's food. It's a whole situation. You know what I mean? There's services.
Food?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You ever been to Spa Palace down in K-Town? It's amazing. No. And there's
that's probably not safe. You eat an egg roll, then you go down the pool, then it gets slippery. The grease on the, you know.
I mean, well, it's not in the same, like, It's not on the same floor.
Is it both sexes or is it just for men?
It's double sex.
Okay.
The single.
Double.
Yeah.
Kind of like your night in San Francisco.
I've seen that sign, but have not gone to that.
That's the third floor, the double sex floor. But the single sex area, you know, that's where a lot of the hot tubs and like steam rooms and showers are. And everyone. You know, I guess it's an unspoken rule that I don't know, but everyone has to be naked on those areas.
Right.
I never really had the guts to do it. I mean, I'm not like a squeamish guy, but just, you know, old balls aren't really my thing.
I'm not going to say that I was looking into your Instagram today or anything, but... I mean, I'm so sorry.
Shouldn't have brought up balls in front of Jessica is all I'm saying.
Right. IG about balls today?
By the way, I'm not into old balls. Very specific about his balls.
No. Balls, gotta fine. Be young balls.
Yeah, there you go. So I just want to make sure we were clear.
Smooth as eggs.
But I saw some pictures of you with your shirt off.
Okay, yeah.
And
what does that have to do with Korean balls?
I wouldn't be embarrassed to be naked if I were him.
No. I'm not embarrassed. It's just like I don't really want to see it. And then, you know, you got to walk out wet without a towel. It's a whole thing. You know, I'm just not comfortable that
way.
He's
headliner naked. He doesn't want to see
exactly
the features in the openers. He's headliner
he
naked.
Titus gets it. Anyway, so I used to go out after work a lot, you know, so it would be relatively late. I would go down downtown, try to relax a little bit. I'm tired all the time. After 28, it's just like I've been exhausted. So
shut the
on
fuck
this,
up.
I'm sorry. So on this particular evening,
I almost hit him. I actually,
I saw you ball up your fist.
I did not. I'm wise too. Yeah. I'm old and wise. That's why I let it go.
So, anyways, one such evening, you know, I'm relaxing. It's eerie by the amount of people that aren't around. Usually, it's pretty packed. But I guess it was one of those weird days, like a Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. But anyway. So I'm in the pool area. It's like about to close. Maybe there's like 30 minutes of pool time left. The pool's not open all night, but the spa is. And so this is the night where I'm like, you know what? No one's really around. I'll go ahead and shower. Fuck it. I got some privacy. I'm not going to be walked in on by anybody. I'm not going to see any old balls, as we know how I feel about old balls.
What happened as a child?
Yeah. I don't know.
this old ball thing has come up three times.
We had to shower all together naked in the Air Force.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Like, it was a Starship Trooper type situation? All genders?
No. It's just women.
Uh-huh.
But we had to do that, and then we'd do drug tests. They'd have to watch us.
Yeah.
I have to say, I go to the Korean spa quite a bit for the women, and you see old women.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of cool because a lot of old women have really beautiful bodies. Like you think, oh, this old woman's gonna look, and then you're like, fuck, man, this old woman looks better than me.
Well, see, that's what I mean. I can't really enjoy it on that level. I can't be like, oh, dude, you're fucking, that ass is holding up for a 60-year-old Asian man.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same dynamic.
Look at the piece
nice
on the
balls.
Look at that chest. Bounce quarters off that thing. Come here. Yeah. Let me see that. Not the same thing, but...
You make this masseuse uncomfortable. That's great. You get too many compliments.
That's
to the
my
masseuse.
Second story. So I'm taking the shower, you know, I'm bathing myself, I'm taking extra attention because I like to be clean. I like to, you know, cleanliness close to godliness, as we know.
I wish Austin was here.
He's not.
So you travel like...
He lives at a church.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sorry.
Like you have like a taint squeegee. You make sure you get
yes.
it. Okay,
I guess yes.
Make sure
I got a whole technique for that.
I got it, man.
Yeah. To dry it, too.
You can get them. They make them in Japan.
The taint is the wettest part of your body. Yeah. Have you noticed, a good 40 minutes after you've showered, it's always wet.
That's why you need a taint squeegee.
Exactly. We're vibing. Vibing. You understand? Anyways. So after the taint was washed, again... There's no towels in the actual shower. You have to step outside to grab it. And as I'm stepping out, I hear repeatedly someone being told to shut up. Like it's like there's like rustling and it's like, shut up, Russell, shut up, shut up. And I'm like, what in God's name could be happening? So I come around a little corridor by the lockers. And where my locker is, and I see a gentleman, you know, very free, not wearing any clothes.
What kind of balls?
These were middle-aged balls.
Okay,
not old, not young, like right
You were indifferent. You were indifferent.
I was indifferent
to
the balls. Okay. Yeah.
And the color of his eyes.
No clue.
Yeah, because I only saw the back of his head. Up here, my friend. Yeah,
quit looking at my balls.
My eyes are up here, sir.
Wait, did you have a towel at this point? Or did you grab the towel?
No, I'm still naked.
You just walked around the corner.
Yeah, because I'm just like, what is this noise? Like what could be happening? Because I'm nosy. You know what I mean? I'm not like white people nosy though. Like I want a safe distance. I don't walk into the danger.
It seems strange though that you're so insecure, but yet you would go naked to check out the trouble.
Well, it's like my locker's there. I got to get my clothes. I don't want to hear shut up by whatever's happening by my shit.
You're naked. He's naked. It's like a ball gunslinger standoff.
But it was like
he should already have a towel.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It was like a whole. It was like a cartoon situation where I'm like. Yeah. You know, creepily walking on my tiptoes, sort of like, what is happening? And anyway, so I see
right,
what the ruckus
it,
is.
What happened?
I think you know where I'm headed here, Jess.
Not
you're,
really.
You're turning all red and excited. This guy is just stroking, like hard, like his, like the whole,
who
the
is he
pelvic.
Telling to shut up?
Well, that's what I'm getting to, because I thought he looked like he was alone at first. It looked like he was completely alone, because the way his pelvis was moving, like, it didn't look like real sex. It looked like he was, like, showing off for somebody or something like that.
He was.
Yeah. And
berating them at the same time.
Totally. And then I'm just like, what the fuck is it? What am I seeing? Like, am I seeing someone, like, insane? You know, it's downtown L.A., it could be any number of people. It could be a homeless person who paid the $20 who knew my idea before me. But he is stroking right into that corner, and I'm like, "Is this?" And then he backs up, and I just see the most luscious hard on I think I've ever seen in my entire life, and I see the human being that he was roughing up against the corner of this locker, and then telling him to shut up every time that he would make noise. So then I fucking freak and head back to the shower.
Wait, you didn't tiptoe back like you tiptoed in?
No. This is not a this is not a hesitation situation.
All right, just wanted to.
And I didn't mean to rhyme
Did
there,
you
but
storm
that's
off?
That's not a hesitation situation. Walking
tip-toed
through the halls,
in,
not looking at old balls.
So you know. I go back to the shower and I wait there for an ungodly amount of time and just hoping the coast is clear before I can return to my stuff. It at least a good another 45 minutes went by before I finally got out of that thing.
45 minutes?
And I had to make up activities.
And then Representative 45. Jim Jordan walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, you hang out here at the Comedy Store way too much for you to be so uptight about a little sex.
I mean, but this was before my Comedy Store days.
And that's why I don't hang out at the Comedy Store.
Right. Totally. Like, you know, there's been a lot of crazy shit that's happened here. And, you know, a lot of gnarly sex stuff that's happened out in the back. And I remember Dave Chappelle commenting, dude, we used to just fucking fight back there. What the hell are you guys doing now? But, yeah, you know, it was part of my awakening. You're right. Being here at the store, things have evolved. I'm fine now.
How old were you?
At the time, I was 24 years old.
And you had Korean spa money?
I was working at Disney at the time.
Oh.
Okay.
The Walt Disney Company, not Disneyland. I was that guy.
You were a cast member, is what you're saying.
Well, they call everyone cast members.
Really? Even if you work inside the building? That's weird.
And then they don't call it work. Weird. They call it the show. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a crazy story. I have many questions. So it was guy-on-guy sex. Not that I give a shit. Like, I have no judgment, but
it was the first my first live gay sex.
Okay.
First.
And
again, save that clip for later.
Yeah. Again, I've worked here at the Comedy Store. Yeah. It's my first guy on guy. Yeah.
So
well versed.
You know, like I've been to the Korean spa many times, and you don't really, even though you're looking for a towel, it's warm in there, it's humid, it's not like you're freezing, it's not all like that. And was there anybody else in that area?
No.
Just you?
It was frighteningly empty.
Okay, and did you have a key to your locker? Did you have a
locker? It was one of those wrist things.
All right, yeah.
Nice.
All right. Wait.
If he's lying, that was good. Yeah, that was really good.
And did you was it one of those ones where you bring your own slippers or they had slippers
no,
for
no,
you?
No. They give you like the little, because the co-ed areas, you have to have the uniform.
Right.
So they give you the uniform and the slippers. The slippers are kind of optional. A lot of people walk around barefoot.
And how much of the whole act did you see? Did you see the other person?
I saw the other person like, clearly, once dude backed up a little, I guess he was like, I don't know, he's taking a break or something like
but
that.
The, breather, but,
yes. Yeah. You know, we've all done that. We've all been.
Was
there.
It like bareback sex or was it like a BJ? I'm just no, trying no, no, to no, understand. No, no, no.
Was there, if he was fucking this guy's face, that dude's dead.
Right.
I mean, he was strong.
Looked like JFK in Dallas.
Yeah. And there's only one shooter in this case. Yeah.
Very nice. Wow. Okay. We did a six-decade joke, man. And that was awesome. Good job, my friend.
You saw his whole penis.
Yes.
Oh. And how big do you think it was?
I mean, it was...
It was glorious. What did he say? It was luscious.
No, luscious. Luscious.
Wow.
It was like impressive. You know what I mean? Like I'm a Negro. You know, and
got
you know,
it.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not exactly. You know, working with a little monster. Uh-huh. And I was impressed.
Were you startled? Were you like?
Well, because again,
you make
I thought.
Noise, or were you like?
Well, I started to make noise, but then I didn't want to be noticed, obviously. Uh-huh. So. It was just jarring. It's like, I thought it was, I was witnessing someone having some sort of psychotic episode.
You know, this is just not the Chris that I know. You know, he's sitting here like, oh, it was just jarring.
Like, I mean, is this not what he's like?
No.
This is my first interaction with him.
Jess, no. let me tell you about these dicks I saw earlier. When has that ever happened?
It was very, no, but I just can't see you being that sensitive.
I was
like,
a young pup
say,
in the
oops,
game.
Turn around and go away.
I even mean, now, though, even as an old man, you walk in on a dude in a locker,
yeah,
banging another
getting
dude,
cracked yeah, open, yeah, cleaned not, out right
I'm not
there.
Like, excuse me, guys, can I get my deodorant?
Hey, can you?
I'm not.
Why
I also
two steps to the right, guys. I need to get.
I think I would be tiptoeing. Also, I feel like, especially was it? He was in shut up. He was saying shut up.
He kept telling him to shut up, like every time he would say.
So it's violence and sex. And you know you don't.
Well, no, they just didn't want to get caught. Is what I.
Yo, guys, keep it down.
Yeah.
Jesus.
How about you shut up, huh?
Let me ask you this: though. When he was saying "shut up" to the other guy, how loud was the other guy? Because you don't. Did you hear the
I
other guy?
I just kept hearing like rustling. I didn't even hear the other guy. Uh-huh. I just kept hearing like stuff move around.
So he was doing a pretty good job with the size.
Well,
of
shut
that
up,
thing.
Dude.
Yeah.
He was.
Do you think they
give
were strangers?
Break.
I don't know. I think it's rude to put something that large inside of someone you don't know.
Too big to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Big for spontaneous.
Yeah, it wasn't his first time. No.
Yeah.
You also don't want to tell someone to shut up.
You
can fuck him, fuck him in the ass, but
manners.
Don't be rude.
So, Mike Schmidt, are you still there, Mike Schmidt?
Yeah, am I
allowed
you
done masturbating, Mike?
Yes. Okay.
Between Titus naked in a rug and this story.
Hold on.
All right, but please.
Have I masturbated? Yes.
All right.
Am I done masturbating? No.
Okay, right.
I have some questions.
Please.
All right. Are you on camera, by the way?
Nope, but I can make myself. Yeah. Do I have to be on camera?
Yeah, put yourself on camera and turn your sound down just a tick.
Yeah, you're loud.
You're very
loud. No, I want to be louder than everybody else. Tell me what to do.
You're screaming, oh, I want to masturbate.
Oh, shut up.
Well,
shut up, Mike.
Okay. Okay. Chris Burns, how long have you lived in the area of West Hollywood?
I moved here in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what year was this, though?
This was 2007.
Okay.
Michael?
Yeah. So you should be used to seeing guys fucking each other by now.
Now,
it's not even a story. You know?
Dude, I'd be at Hamburger Mary's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I feel like you told me you had a normal Thursday in West Hollywood. And they're doubting you. It's like, oh, yeah, that's why I'm not a member at any of these gyms.
Yeah. I was living in Culver City
at the
time.
I just can't keep up. They're faster than me.
I agree.
Oh, you were living in Culver City at the time?
At the time, yeah.
Yeah, and you drove all the way downtown to go to a Korean spa?
Well, because I worked in Glendale. Okay. That's where the Disney Consumer Products Office
okay.
is.
Okay. All right.
And all the best spas.
You know, I don't doubt that he frequented
right.
this
but also, you're upset that you saw somebody engaging in sexual
activity.
It wasn't
about upset. It was surprise.
At a spa in Los Angeles.
I think it catch
Angeles.
Me off guard now.
Yeah.
I, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You
let's
walk in.
Let's start fucking in the corner yeah, right now. Let's like, see how
yeah,
Jessica.
He's really, yeah,
well,
he's
well, not
really
Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. Would you guys please? Would you guys please? Okay.
That's just the beginning of the movie Red Dawn.
That's true.
If anything, I'm more offended by the shut up.
I know.
Whoa, guys, listen.
I kind of lean to this might be a true story yeah. because that's such a weird.
That's a weird detail. Yeah,
detail.
Right,
that's
right.
Now you know the weird right. detail that gets me is that him not wanting to be naked around other people. Like I just don't get that, especially
no,
young.
No. He wants to be naked around other people. He doesn't like other people naked around him.
Yeah, man.
To get clear about it. Remember, he's.
Really?
Headliner naked.
When I was
oh,
around.
Oh, yeah. Clothed male, nude female. It's a fetish
it
on the internet.
Thing.
I've read about it. It's pretty neat.
okay.
Because they're all dressed.
pretty neat fetishes.
All the all right. cool people.
We better right. move along.
Mike Schmidt, as that you are a boss, I feel very bad to say, turn the camera off now. Okay.
I didn't even want to be on.
No, I'm totally teasing you. All right. Let's move on to Christopher's second story.
Can I tell a high school story?
You can tell any
Whatever
story you want.
Like.
All right, this story happened in Thanksgiving weekend in my senior year. We hung out with these. I hung out with this group of dudes, and we used to eat and run at Denny's. We did it all the time until what happened was like 40 guys started doing it. We started talking about it at school. Everybody started showing up. So on this one trip, we got our core group. We decided to go up to this guy named Tim's father's cabin. He had this like single wide motorhome up on this lake, and we went up there and we took. I don't know, like 8 cases of beer, and then we had a bag of chicken bologna, that one package of chicken bologna. We went up there, and we were drinking. This is in high school, and I used to drink really hard. And we ran out of food, like, in 5 minutes in. So they said, Titus, because I was this guy, go break into the trailers. Middle of winter at this lake up in uh-huh. Northern California. So
they called you Titus
shit.
Back then?
Everybody called me Titus from the time I was
it's
a little
It's a great
kid.
Name, yeah.
yeah. I know it sounds weird, but everybody just calls me Titus. Chris. I'm not, no offense, bro. No offense. Yeah. Hey, yo, man, yo. Sorry. Sorry, man. I didn't even... I caught it as I said it, and I apologize.
Everyone calls me Burns.
So here's what I... so they we were sitting in Tim Brunson's daddy had a boat sitting outside, and we were under this overhang and drinking in this ski boat that we couldn't use. Middle of the night, they send me out. They go, Titus, go find food. So I start breaking into trailers. I start breaking into all these trailers.
Where is this at?
Lake Orville okay. in Northern California,
uh-huh.
where the Orville. Dam failed.
Where did you grow up
Lake
at?
Bay Area. So it was like a 4-hour drive to Lake Orville.
Okay.
So we break into trailers, breaking. Now, we've been eating the chicken bologna, obviously, wasn't great, and we spent a little money, and I started having stomach issues. And so while I'm breaking into these people's trailers in the middle of getting ice cream that had, like, frost on it and, like, the shittiest food. Because remember, it's the middle of winter. Everyone cleaned their trailers out.
Mm-hmm.
I shat myself in the middle of the trailer and got
Why
back.
Why didn't you use their trailer toilet?
Because it was one of those single white motorhomes. I was drunk as hell. And so I climbed out the window, went back to the boat. And,
you mean like an RV, not a single wide, right? Like an RV that you pull
yeah,
behind
like, a... No, a single wide. No, these single wide trailers. Like this, it was like a trailer park next to a lake.
Then they should have a toilet. I grew up in them.
Drunk.
Come on.
I was drunk. So I got back. Yeah, but here's the thing. Once you're done, it wasn't like I had to go and I had time. It was like, oh no, done. So then I got back to the trailer with what food I
know how it goes.
Thank
dog,
you. Thank you for backing me up on that.
He's like, no,
they're
that,
all looking
yeah.
at me like, you don't know when you shit.
Yeah.
No, sometimes
my next,
you know.
My next shit could be in 3 seconds or 3 days.
So
I
what
have
happens
no idea.
Is I Never. Get back, I've got the food that I got, they're all mad okay. at the food, and I go, I have to go do something. And I went by, there was nowhere to go. And so what I did, I didn't want anybody to know, so I went out like 3 trailers away, stripped down, naked. It was raining, by the way, so I my shirt was wet, so I used that, and then I took my underwear and
you just trying to distract me with that little nut?
I flew them up. I threw them up on top of one of the trailers. It went whoosh, whap. So to this day, at Lake Orville, on one of these trailers, there is a disgusting pair of shitty underwear. Now, that's not all that happened that night. What happened that night was then I got back, and I'm going commando. Scott decides he wants to go steal a boat because there was a marina. So everybody goes, that's a great idea because we're drunk. We get down to the boat,
And I decide that I don't want to get busted. So me and two other guys leave. Me and Jim leave. We hear this. We hear, oh, damn, dude, just start it. No, dude, someone's coming. Just start it. There's no other boat. It's the middle of the night on Thanksgiving. No one's on the lake. And they just disappear. They come by us in a boat that they just stole, disappear into the fog, and then the fog carries sound. So we sat on top of a hill and listened to this. We hear, happened?
They got
there's no gas in it, dipshit. And so we hear this whole conversation going on. So we go back to the trailer. We figure they're dead. And about an hour later, Tony shows up with the fucking boat motor on his shoulder. Not only did they steal the boat, they actually stole the boat motor and put it in the back of John Martinez's car. And the next morning, we took it home, and it sat in someone's shed for about... Well, till I can remember, until we got out of high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was Thanksgiving weekend?
Thanksgiving weekend.
And your parents, everyone's parents let you guys go on Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah. Well, no one wanted to do that anymore. We were seniors, man. We were adults now at this point. Come on, let's go. Yeah, in my family, no one gave a shit anyway.
It's interesting to see you tell those two different stories.
Yeah,
physically, it's interesting because the first story, the second story, when you told the story, your eyes kind of closed, like you were remembering half of the story, and then the other half, you spoke like you were telling the first story, like physically how you were doing it. That's interesting.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm kind of still embarrassed about shitting myself and throwing the thing, you know?
No, but it wasn't necessarily during you shitting yourself in the trailer. It was just how you were trying to remember the story, right, Jessica? I'm not making that up, right?
I was remembering it.
And he didn't want to stop. Yeah. On this one at all, like to let us say anything. I gotta get this out.
Because we might find the underwear one day.
Yeah.
somebody did. Like, that's my thing. Like, someone was up there one day cleaning that and was like, holy shit, what is this? You know, how
it was. They do it every year.
And that's really, it's really unexplained. Like, there's just a weird shitty underwear sitting on top of this trailer.
But Karen?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep.
I mean, I believe all the stealing and stuff, but what's interesting too is in both stories, someone was left for dead.
Yeah.
Right? I thought you were talking about the last one, that guy that was getting fucked in the ass in the locker room.
He was definitely left for dead.
He might be left for dead. Yeah, by the way, you didn't even check on that dude.
Yeah. When you said the fuck,
he could still be there, bro. I know.
Yelling and banging and rustling. You wouldn't look around and go, hey, are you all right?
It's none of my business. That's what I was trying to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah. Huh.
You're an accomplice at one point.
So let me ask you this, Christopher. When you shit in that trailer.
Oh, God.
Okay. you didn't drag your drunk ass to the bathroom to wipe yourself? You know, I get that you had had a stomach thing and
understand.
You have to shit when you have to shit.
No, okay. So when I think about it, I was scared to death that I was breaking into people's basically houses. So I was just trying to get in and out. I was going to go to the refrigerator. I was trying to get in and out. I was breaking into people's. I mean, I broke into like 8 trailers that night.
Yeah, it's humbling to go, I just shit myself, and I'm doing a crime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By the way, that's the guy who's off the crew. That guy's off the crew.
He's out. This guy sucks.
By the way, that guy's never in any Scorsese movie, ever.
But what a great excuse, though, if you get caught,
yeah.
You know? And you're like, I just had to go to the bathroom so bad.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, like, dude, this is every time. You're always nervous. You got diarrhea right before we're
going to
do this.
That's going in a script I'm writing for a caper. I'm going to have the cops show up, and the guy, and the lead guy goes, do it now. He had to poop, man. We had to come in here.
So
man.
When you were in the trailer going to the bathroom, did you go all over your underwear? That's why you had to throw it on.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Makes me understand why.
So when you shit, where this is the worst episode of Murder She Wrote I've ever seen.
What did it smell?
Exactly.
I'm not getting into those kind of details, but it's interesting to see you tell those two different stories with your body language. That's very interesting. Yeah. All right.
I'm embarrassed about the second one. First one, someone was trying to kill me. The second one, I'm embarrassed about.
Why are you embarrassed?
It's one of those things.
We've all pooped ourselves.
I guess you're right. We all. Yeah. As an adult, I guess I'm not as, but I've never.
Are you more embarrassed about shitting yourself in the trailer
guys,
or breaking and entering?
Those guys didn't know. Both, really. Those
Great
guys
question.
Didn't know. They didn't know. It's weird. I was raised kind of like my dad was kind of a. I never wanted to be my parents, so I was always trying to be really good. And I think I was. I'm more embarrassed about. Shitting myself. I think we can go with that.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have no brothers and sisters from the same parents. I have a bunch of half-sisters and stepbrothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
None of our DNA matches at all. Like, yeah. I'm surprised a lot of us haven't gone on killing sprees because they'd never find anybody.
Uh-huh. And your parents were divorced at that time?
Yes. Well, my dad was divorced for the fourth time at that point, yeah.
Okay. So you
My dad's been married five times, too. Five divorces.
Wow. It's
we got a lot in common.
Yeah, right, yeah. Mom crazy? Mom insane? Mom insane?
Yeah, she was in prison a lot. She worked at Denny's, though.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Wait, your mom was in prison?
Yeah, yeah.
My mom was in prison.
Yeah! Wow. Out of town,
I
really?
Am super not kidding.
My mom visited a few prisons.
she was in and out of mental institution my whole life, and then the last time she wanted to go to a place. She was living in Missouri or something, was suffering so bad. You know, she's crazy. Mom was mentally ill, hardcore mentally ill, but also had a 185 IQ. So she was crazy and knew it. Which is probably really bad for people.
Yeah.
And so she ended up in prison. She actually went to the sheriff's office with a Duraflame log, threw it through his window, and they put her in prison.
Oh. Wow.
But she did it on purpose. You're trying to get in prison
at
that point.
Yeah,
that won't quit burning. That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it?
It's like a supervillain.
So Seesaw 2 is playing along, says that I'm assuming you're saying that Chris Burns lied about the Korean spa. Please let us know who you think is lying.
That is what they were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. We need a second story for. All right. Because I kind of believe that story. Well, I don't know which one you guys. What'd you decide on how you feel about?
We got one
stories.
More story to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We got to go because Titus has a spot, so we want to make sure we get out of here. So Chris Burns, why don't you go to your second story? Even though I have questions for your story.
I felt so weirdly attacked.
Make it quick.
Okay. No.
Stay right there, fucker.
This is a short one. This is a short one. Short one about a long thing. But because I'm keeping with the motif of relaxation and nudity and sweet dicks. So like I said, I was like, okay, we're done with the spas. I'm just gonna go straight up to the massage parlor, just one-on-one action. I don't need to interact with a whole lot of people.
Just for the massage, right?
Just for the massage. Well, at least I was hoping for that this time, but my masseuse was hoping for a little something different, apparently.
At the Korean spa?
No, this is at just a massage parlor.
Just a massage parlor, okay. Yeah.
So me and my friend Adam, we not Egan. Not this time. Oh, that's a whole
there
nother.
There goes our spot.
Pretty sure he hates Chris. Me. Let's do this. No.
Why don't you tell him, everybody?
You guys, we can hear you. Your microphone is on.
Yes, please turn it off. Thank you.
So Adam had never gone for a massage before, but we had been talking about it a long time. And so one weekend we say, okay, let's hit this. Let's figure out a spot because I was living in West Hollywood at the time, and I usually go to this place off of Glendale Boulevard. And that was kind of a bit of a hike. And so we're like,
so you went there.
Let's try to find some place
you went
more
to
local.
The massage parlor.
So we go to the massage parlor.
Why are both of these stories at jack-off faces?
And so Adam is a little bit nervous. I'm like, Doc, it's fine. It's blah, blah. And then he's like, what if she tries to jerk me off or something like that? I'm like, dude, I mean, if that's what you need, just fucking handle it, whatever. So, and I'm not the rub and tug guy. That's not what I'm really on.
Not with that body, my friend.
No. And I feel like I could do it myself. I feel like I could do it myself. You know what I mean?
Right. That's why. Didn't Rogan say something like that? Don't judge. I got it.
That's why I'm an expert.
I've been working with this equipment a long time. Got it. Don't need any
2 minutes tops. So I'm getting the massage. You know, she's working the head. She's working the shoulders. And then, you know, it's flip over time, you know, when they want to do the front.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, okay. And then... She pats my hip and says, down here? And I go, yeah. You know what I mean? I want this is a full body massage. You know, let's make it happen. Down there is part of... And I thought
body.
She meant my legs. And then she looks me in the eyes and goes, 60? And I go, well, what does that mean, 60? Like an hour? Like she's like, 60. And it kind of puts the hand motion for cash. And I go, oh, no.
Hand motion for cash?
No, no.
That's what you did.
In West Hollywood.
I know what you did.
But so I go, no. I didn't realize that was what you meant. No. Just, I'm good. So then, like, she seems, like, dejected a little bit and then goes for, you know, does my thighs and my legs and things like that. And she comes back up and puts the hand under the towel and goes, 50? And I say, no, we've been over this. I'm good. I don't want it. And she goes, 30? And I go, ma'am.
I mean, that's a deal at this point.
Well, now I feel like
half off.
I feel like you just want to do this at this point. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, you should really be paying me.
So you said yes.
No. Oh.
Such a man.
He said, okay, I'll take 30.
yeah. Give me 15 and you can fucking get on this sweet dick. God damn it.
Sweet dick. Is that like Mike and Ike's? That was a candy of my childhood.
It was a British dessert.
Hot tamales, Mike and Ike's, and sweet dicks.
Yeah, those I like the it. Dark chocolate. Yeah.
You ain't the only one.
Shit, it's got racial.
And so that was the first time and last time I'd ever been like bartered to like jerk me off. It was a really sort of, I don't know if I should have been flattered or off put or what. And then sure enough, we finish up. I didn't get the hand job. We come out and then, so I go, Adam, how was your, you know, first massage? And he goes, dude, she jacked me off. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. Let's get out of here and go home. So that's my little short.
And then he said,
story.
I need to borrow 60 bucks.
Let me ask you this. How long was that after the Korean spa incident?
This was years after.
Years after?
This was like 2013, probably.
All right.
He even like handled it like a grown man. You could see that it was actually an age difference in the story.
Yeah,
really? How you acted.
I told you.
That just kind of seems very suspect to me that especially after the experience of the Korean spa, that you would go to a massage parlor for a legitimate massage. That sounds like horseshit to me.
I mean, again, Jessica can attest. At that point, I'd been working in the comedy store for 2 years. You got guys like Jason Tebow greeting me with a hand to my dick. It's just like you kind of get over certain things after a while.
Look, he's greeted me hand to my dick. I know. And I've never gone to a parlor. massage parlor. When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner. Why don't we have you recap the stories real quick? We'll do Christopher's first because he's got to get, and we'll take a quick vote. So why don't you recap
this? All right, quick recaps. Christopher doesn't do drugs because of this incident. When he was living in San Francisco, he's got a British annoying fucking neighbor.
Julianne,
right? You're getting back from the San Francisco comedy competition where he didn't compete. He watched Sinbad win. And when he gets back, he decides to have some drinks with the people that are hanging out at the house.
What year was this?
I had one drink. And whatever it was, I think Julianne was mad because we had arguments a lot. Okay, this was man, whatever that year Sinbad won. I was still living. I was living in Page and Divisadero.
Anyway, you drank the drink and woke up the next morning naked, wrapped in a rug, no abrasions, up to here.
Squeaky clean.
Rob's trying to pick you up and take you out somewhere because they thought you were dead, and you're squeaky clean. They bathed you. They washed your hair, Pantene and all.
Yeah.
And that's the first story. Second story, your senior year, you're with friends drinking beer at the lake and eating chicken bologna. You're out of chicken bologna like 5 minutes later, so they decide you guys are going to go pillage other trailers to get some food. It's the middle of winter. All the food's old. You have some stomach problems. You shit yourself.
In the middle of the living room in the trailer?
Yeah.
Or the kitchen?
Tosses the undies on the roof.
And you do get escape. I'm burglarizing something and I shit myself. I was not like, I'm just going to go use the bathroom. I wanted to get the hell out.
Yeah. So later what? Scott. I feel you, man. So later Scott, right? Scott decides you guys want to steal a boat. So they go out and they steal a boat. The other two, they come back by. You see them go off into the fog. You hear the boat die. They come back with the outboard engine removed from the boat. I don't know what their intention was, but now it lives in a shed.
They took it home and it just stayed in Scott's back shed.
Do you remember what kind of rug that you were rolled up into? What type?
It was the gray. It was from Rob's room. Rob's bedroom was in like.
Oh, so now it's Rob's bedroom's rug.
Where the rug came from? He had like the open area that was the living room, so they had rented that. That was his bedroom, and he put up a screen. So he had a rug that was next to his bed, and which is right next to the area, the outlaw. Where the fucking all the rooms met. And he took his rug and wrapped me up in his rug.
Wow.
You know, I was kind of leaning towards, you know how he was like, we were like, why didn't you just use the bathroom in the trailer? that almost leads you to believe that maybe that story is true, maybe because he didn't think about, because when you're trying to come up with a lie, you're going to think about, well, they'll think this, they'll think that. If it's true, you're just like, I'm just going to go with it.
So which one do you think is a lie?
It's really rough, but I'm leaning towards the lie being the rug.
Yeah, it's interesting because the second one, you were rubbing your face and squinting your eyes at the beginning of that story, and
the second one,
I think he was hamming it up or baloneying it up on the second one.
It'd be confusing if the second. The reason I think the second one is true.
Like, you guys all become forensic scientists.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which is
yes,
awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm the worst at this fucking game. No, the reason the second one seems true is because it wouldn't have had this weird two-part leg, like this weird bend to it with a second part that isn't really as funny as the first part. Like, now the engine's in a shed and it didn't get fixed. It's like it would have
been. Yeah,
but
then that could be true.
These are supposed to be funny.
That could be.
No, but I'm saying if he made that up and he brought this story as a prepared lie, I don't think it would end like. I don't think it would end like that. It's right. Such a strange landing way to land the plane. Crux of the story would have been shitting. It didn't really matter.
Does anybody? What are the consensus online about all this? Have you looked at that or no?
We have looked at that, and it's only a few comments. And everybody thinks that everybody's lying at all times. I think so.
Wow, that's
the way of the world.
Right. There's a lot of he's lying.
That's an LA reaction.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike?
Full of shit.
Everybody.
Do I get to weigh in?
Yes, of course you can.
Okay.
Is the camera on you?
I didn't do my hair. Okay, the camera's on me, and now I get to accuse people.
Yes, please.
Okay, please.
So, in the second story, he shit his pants. A lot of people try to trick us by saying they shit their pants so that we just take that bait and we believe it.
It is a go-to.
I've been friends with a lot of juvenile delinquents. And that is how you burglarize shit.
It's true.
Like, you hit one place, and then you're like, fuck it, let's do six cottages. Yeah, that is how it goes down.
Yeah.
So I believe that he's probably fibbing about the carpet, or his friends did all those burglaries.
But it does make
and
it,
he was still there at the party, so that's close enough.
If it's still
if
shit
it's like because, a vacation place, that makes a big difference. Because when my dad choked me and I had to run out of the trailer. And
no time for your trauma.
Everybody okay?
This is a happy show,
I hope you
Jessica.
A bit about that.
Jessica, this is a happy show. When I started talking, I wasn't like, remember how I used to have...
Shut up.
Hold on, it's an awesome story.
After, I was trying to get help and nobody was in those trailers. Like, nobody. So I could see him being able to hit eight. That might seem outlandish, but totally see him be able to get into eight of them and nobody be there.
Word.
Well, here's my question. Not that I've shit myself a lot during my lifetime, but it's a bigger...
I haven't shit myself a lot.
Quit drinking.
How much is a lot?
Exactly. That's a valid question.
But when you say you just like very like casual, like, and then I threw my underwear up on the top of the trailer and the underwear is still probably there.
They're not there.
Did
when
I say it like an old
storm.
English like
an aristocrat?
But here's the
my
thing.
My drawers.
Get up on top of the trailer. Because you don't leave your underwear around.
You get rid of it. But when you take your underwear off, there's how do you get your pants off over your fucking shoes and then your underwear?
It was raining.
And it was raining?
Yep.
Yeah?
I believe it because I've shit myself at camp before.
That's what it felt like, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we should take a quick vote.
When you got to hide some pants, you got to hide some pants.
All right, we're taking a vote. What do you think, Chris Burns? Which story of Chris Titus do you think is the lie?
Titus.
It's tough, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the second one being a lie.
Mm, yeah, interesting. I'm leaning that way, too.
I'm going first lie.
You think the first one's a lie?
Same,
about
I'm going first lie, second.
Carpet
yeah.
burn, a lie.
Yeah. All
carpet
right.
burn, lie.
And what do you think, Mike Schmidt?
He said carpet burn, lie. Yeah.
Which story is a lie?
The carpet burn 3-2. Yeah! 3-2.
I'm
3-2.
And
what a shitty liar. That's why I can't make up comedy. That's why I have to tell real stories in my
what
life.
Was the
I'm a
whole,
shitty
like,
liar.
Oh, and then
yeah, exactly.
Thanksgiving
I'm actually
weekend,
pulling eyebrows out while I'm telling one story.
And you're all doing this. Like, what the fuck?
Felicia's been with so many dickhead men. She's like, yeah, your fucking behavior's weird on that shit.
What's up with that?
I'm pulling a tooth out during one story. And
I'm telling
I'm like,
you,
I'm
was hamming it up so that we would think it was a lie.
Yeah. Is there any part of that second story which was a lie that was true?
The second story?
First story.
I mean, the first story. Is there any part of the first story that was
true? Julianne and Rob. And Julianne was one of the worst people. To this day, my wife laughs because I was 19 or 20 at that time. And if someone's named Julianne, I'm like, oh, I remember that bitch.
All right. Well, we're going to say goodbye to Chris Titus. Thank you so much because
I have that at 9:45. I don't have to. I'm not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, okay, I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
Okay. I just wanted to. I want to hear if the bang in the locker cool bang.
Which dick is real?
Let's figure out which health facility Chris is looking at.
On the edge of my balls right now.
No pun intended, but you get wrapped up in it.
All right. We're going to have Michael here do the recap quickly.
By the way, Michael Joseph says Chris Titus is the original Bill Burr. And also, that same guy said, I came for Austin.
Hilarious.
That's comment of the year. Are you shitting
me? You came for
Austin. Do not let him hear that.
I know.
I'm going to pin that shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Chris Burns. This is downtown LA at a Korean spa. It's sort of an unspoken rule that you're supposed to be naked in the steam room shower area. Long story short, you're not super comfortable with nude old men. You come around the corner out of the shower after taking a while to wash your tank because it's the wettest part of the body easily. And you come around the corner, you see basically just one old man gluing down another old man.
Oh, yeah.
Nice description of
gluing
that.
Gluing down, I like that.
another man gluing down. Yeah. Glue.
A big
I want to be glued mountain. Down so bad.
Cracked open, cleaned out. Okay.
Maybe not that, but too.
Made up new shit.
You're like a Roger's thesaurus of butt sex.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Gluing down another old. Awesome.
Schmidt, okay. That was great. Second story is similar to the first one. You're going to a massage place. Well, it's later in life. You're with your friend Adam. He's never been to a massage place before. You're doing the massage, flip time comes, and basically she pats your legs to $60, and then you go, no, you decline again at 50. She gets you all the way down to 30. She should be paying you to jerk you off. Now you ultimately decline. You get out. Adam got the hand job.
He did.
And I think that's the whole thing.
How long had you been in L.A. For the Korean spa? How long had you been here, like, living?
I've been here, like, my whole life, except for college when I was in Atlanta.
But how long? Oh, okay. Yeah. So, and then the instance where you went to the massage parlor was how many years after the Korean spa?
That was 2 years into the Comedy Store, so that was like 2013, I think.
Yeah.
Because Chris Titus was right. That he just told the story like he handled it more grown up.
Well,
it definitely felt real that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, us Negroes, okay, we don't talk about the sexuality that much when you're younger.
It's true, we don't.
You don't get exposed to a whole lot of things. You know what I mean? You have a lot of hang-ups and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but us white people,
we're
just crazy. We're just fucking.
I mean, yeah,
people
you guys are rolling up people in rugs and
throwing
your drawers on top of trailers. It's a whole thing.
Whitey be cray.
Yeah.
If I may say.
Sorry. Mike Vargas is listening. He's one of the coolest guys on the planet. And he says,
Chris, old balls Burns, first story is true. Thinks that first one
I don't
true.
Think that the first one's true.
Wait, first
because
one
I don't, if he's lived here his entire life, he's not that hung up on naked bodies.
Oh, south of the
10
freeway.
I don't know if just being here means you're all comfortable with gay sex.
I do not understand. There's so many levels to that first story where it's not just, look, I get, okay, so two guys in the shower going at it, you just go like you walk by, but there's a guy going, shut up, shut up, shut up. Another guy being really quiet. At one point, is it a rape? You know, I don't think anybody. And then he said he was creeping down the aisle. Like that's what I would be like. I wouldn't be like, slap, slap, slap. Guys, I think it's possible.
No, and also, it's not just that it's a gay sex experience and because he's here and comfortable with gay people.
Yeah, just because
it was a regular sex experience or a lesbian sex, I would have reacted that way no matter who I walked in on.
It would have been weirder if it was heterosexual sex.
Oh God,
how did she get in
there's
here?
There's people fucking
there are
there.
Rules.
Yeah, just because you two are okay with two people are banging hard in a locker room.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean everybody's okay
now
with
what,
it.
So two guys are banging in the corner and you just turn and walk away?
That never happened during track practice.
I gotta get my phone.
But let me ask you a quick question that I'm gonna throw to Mike Schmidt real quick. You weren't attracted to that at all? Like because I'm gonna be totally honest. Like I saw on TV that someone had filmed. I don't know if I mentioned this the other day, but someone had filmed like in Silver Lake somewhere, but where all the hospitals are in Sunset.
Yeah, going east. Where I live?
Yes, yeah. But going further east there, some crazy guy was naked hiding behind like building scaffolding and jerking off, right?
Yeah, that sounds like my hood.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And for a second, he was so into it. It was kind of like, whoa, he's really into it. Like that, where it was like,
You mean you're just aroused by the
because there's something sexual happening.
Yeah, yeah, it's not that you're into what he's doing and you think it's kind of gross, but it's an animal instinct. Yeah. Were you attracted to that at all?
No, it was, again, it was more of a, you just not expect, you don't know what the hell's going on. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And like I said, my initial thought was he's alone. And then when it was confirmed that it wasn't, it was like, oh, shit, like, I need to get out of, you know
what
I mean?
Did you play sports as a kid?
I did.
So you probably showered in high school and stuff?
It didn't work like that at high school.
Wait, you thought he was screwing a locker at one for that?
Because I thought...
Because I'd have been relieved. Oh, there's a dude there, thank God.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought I was witnessing like...
just banging a locker.
This guy was crazy.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. You know what I mean? I've seen a lot of... wild shit in LA, especially from mentally, I guess, unstable people.
Well, I have to say I'm really terrible at my own game, but I think the first story is true, and I think the second story is a big fat fucking lie.
I think the first story is true also.
Yeah, I think so. What about you, Mike Schmidt?
The first story is a lie.
Yes,
because
thank you.
Because you should know that people like to party in Southern California. They like to fuck, and also... I think that the second story is true because it's technically a compliment because he's saying publicly he didn't pay a woman to jack him off.
It's a humble brag.
It's a humble brag, and like, I invoke the Jessica Wellington humble brag rule.
Yeah. Isn't it
out?
Isn't it
pressed out?
Isn't it frightening that Mike Schmidt is our boss?
I'm on Mike's boat.
What do you? You're with us then.
So yeah, you think the second story is true?
Hold on, I'm jealous of
second,
their boat. What
second
we do?
Story is true, and then the first story is a lie.
Yeah, right. I mean, great details, but I think it's horseshit.
But I'm also horrible at this.
I just think
ask my ex-wife.
I think in 2013 you said that this was happening with the massage parlor.
Yep.
I just think at 2013 that you would go to like a massage parlor.
I bet the truth is that he did it.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too.
That
yeah.
What?
We yeah, all you know
got the
$60 he did it.
Tug, like,
all right, $30.
All right. Yeah. So
let's go.
What I'm saying the first story is true. What and you're saying the second story is true. And you're saying the second story is true. Everyone else is saying the second story is true. Which story is the lie?
Well, the first story is a lie.
Victory!
And it's not a humble brag when it's just the facts. Okay.
Yeah, the difference in the stories was the first story had way too many details, and the setup was so mind-numbingly long.
Yes.
Right.
He was searching for it. I thought he was searching for it. The second story, he knew what happened, when it happened, and how it happened. I am good at this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Ask my ex-wife. Again, two other guys and forged $260,000.
Thank you for joining us very much, Christopher Titus.
This was awesome. Thanks,
please follow Christopher Titus. Look for his new special. Where's your special coming out on?
The new Marageddon. If you're a Trump supporter, don't watch it. It's on Amazon Prime right now. And then Stories I Shouldn't Tell, I'm touring with for about 8 months, and we're going to film it. Yeah, I'm
about
6 months
in. Can I be a cheese ball and give you my pen?
Yay! Thank you, kid. Thanks for having me. By the way, this was fun and funny. Thank you so much, Titus.
Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
My wares.
Okay. And Chris Burns, where can people find you?
They can find me at various massage parlors in Hollywood. Now, you can find me at Chris_please on all the social things and at Store Horseman for all this stuff Store Horseman related.
He's wearing the shirt.
I am wearing the shirt.
Yes, congratulations on having swag after so soon the podcast coming to light, by the way. I know, it's amazing. And thank you, Chris.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so very much.
That was great.
Anywhere else that you want to plug? You got a Twitter or anything else like that?
Everywhere you said
all
it's
of it. Okay. Yeah, it's the same username all over the place.
Okay, great. And what about you, Michael Evans?
High Five Michael on Instagram. I was going to say I got a weird text from late night at the Improv. I was going to plug the Improv tonight. It's canceled, yeah, yeah. And I'm not sure why, but it was like there was some trigger words. Like I think somebody made like a weird threat to the club. I think they had to cancel shows on the fly.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Oh, on a Friday. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
I shouldn't. I mean, we're live. I shouldn't put some weird shit out there, but yeah. Anyway, Comedy Store 26, Ice House 27th. I'm staying here for the holidays to do comedy instead, so come out to the fucking shows for us.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we do have those shows on the 26th, on the 27th. I am going to be here on Tammy Jo Dearon's show called Bitch on the 28th. Please follow us on our own YouTube page. We do stream live here at the Comedy Store's YouTube on Mondays at 4:30-ish and on most Fridays at 8:30-ish. And I just want to say thank you very much if you've been listening or if you've been playing along live. Thank you, Michael Vargas, for watching tonight. Thank you, Sea Salt, for all your comments. And I would like to say that, you know, we've been going through the statistics, and for the people that are listening, thank you so much from the countries like Sweden, Australia, Finland.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Yeah, we have one listener in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. And we just want to say thank you so much for following us. Please do us a big favor. If you are interested in a meal delivery service, not you, Saudi Arabia, you can go to Blue Apron and put that. I'm assuming.
They've been having all these YouTube commercials, and it's like, Saudi, like, come to Saudi for vacation.
Come to Jeddah.
Yeah. No, it's I really love that people are playing along, and thank you for everyone listening on Spotify and all the people that are listening out there in podcast land. We do appreciate you guys, and please follow us on our own Twitter handle, which is...
You can follow me at JessWellington2 on everything.
You can follow me at Felicia Michaels, and what is our Liars Club Twitter handle?
At... The Liars Club 1.
Yeah, that looked and sounded super professional.
Sounded like you were lying.
All right, there you go.
All right, and you know what, guys? You know my party here. You have been lied to.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe me. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.